Friday, August 2 opens a weekend of music covering a number of genres, when the first performers at Jammin' on the Bay Tribute Fest take to the stage in Rankin Inlet. Festival organizer Jim Ramsey said that $40,000 in merchandise arrived this past week and the festival will have a pop-up booth at the airport this week. The booth, which features festival merchandise, tickets and banners, will remain in the airport until Friday morning, August 2. Ramsey said an 800-square-foot tent will be set up near the Agnico Eagle Arena to handle the barbecuing duties over the 4 days of the festival, adding that, all in all, things are coming together well and he can't wait for the music to begin. He said Northern Haze had to cancel their appearance at the event due to some health concerns within the band. There were a couple of issues with Northern Haze and, in the end, they just felt it was better for them to sit this one out, said Ramsey. They will be missed, that's for sure, but we have 44 artists coming in, so it's going to be a pretty big event. For myself, personally, I'm looking forward to the AC/DC tribute band because AC/DC are one of my favorite all-time bands. I've talked to many, many people about all the bands during the past year and I have no doubt they will all be appreciated here in Rankin. It's going to be amazing with three venues going. There's going to be a Jammin' stage going on all weekend at the Legion, and we've got the free stage over at the Rec Hall, plus the band wars going on Monday, August 5. Ramsey said there will be plenty of activities for everyone, including coloring tables with Jammin' on the Bay prints for kids to color. Once everything is all said and done, the festival will be giving away between $15,000 to $20,000 worth of items at the Rec Hall, said Ramsey. The production system being used for the event is absolute top of the line. The stage and the sound are going to be phenomenal. The documentary we're doing for the event will start at the Winnipeg Airport, with the artists showing up and walking into the airport all dressed in costume, such as Kiss and the Beatles. Ramsey said the festival also wants to capture the Beatles, AC/DC and Kiss tribute bands when they get off the plane in Rankin, especially Kiss because they'll all be about 7 feet tall. He said the documentary will be put to CD, which, he hopes, should provide some pretty cool memories for a lot of folks. A 36-page full-color program will also be available. All in all, it's going to be a pretty cool event and, as a special bonus to me, I'm going to have my whole family here helping out. I now have 10 grandchildren, ranging in age from 2 years old to 15. It's hard to believe it will 23 years ago next month when we held the first Jammin' on the Bay here. How cool is that? Everyone is going to have a great time. I can't say a big enough thank you to all our sponsors and volunteers, as well, because without them, this doesn't happen.